just before 5 to 8, so we'll do the headline challenge with Peter Barron, and we'll get some of your suggestions over the next hour or so. First, before that, this, because there's been lots of praise for firms that have adapted their factories, of course, to make things like protective visors for health and care workers. Well, much like INEOS in Newton Aycliffe, if you don't know, what they've started doing is churning out huge volumes of hand sanitizer. But before you can do that, make things like a bottle of alcohol gel or a visor, you need the plastic, of course. And where does the plastic come from? We're keeping it local. Wilton, Malcolm Horn is from Alpec Polyester, and he's with us on the show. Morning, Malcolm.
Morning, Neil.
Hiya. This is a certain type of plastic, that's why it's so important. Is that right?
Yeah, we make PET. So PET is, you'll see it everywhere. It's in food packaging containers, drinks containers. But it's also perfect for face visors, as you mentioned. And the reason for that is because it's very clear, it's very strong, it can be formed into different shapes, and it's also fully recyclable. So when we're talking about the numbers of face visors that are being made now, in the last few weeks, demand has shot up. But the fact that some of them are disposable means that recycling that material is really important.
I love the fact as well we're getting it from Wilton as well. It makes it extra special clear plastic, doesn't it?
Yeah. We've been here for a long time. We're part of the Alpec Polyester Group. We've got a lot of expertise on the site. And we have two plants here. And we supply, believe it or not, 70% of the UK's total demand for PET for food packaging, for drinks containers, and for medical applications. We're carrying on. We're trying to make sure that we have both plants fully operational. Medical applications aside, the food supply chain, you can imagine what would happen if we weren't able to package our food up, and the panic buying that might bring along.
With that in note as well, its supply never been high then as well? Particularly your team at Alpec Polyester, they're working all the hours God sends as well, but you've got to bear in mind things like social distancing. How's it working?
Yeah, well, actually, we were in the middle of an overhaul of our larger plant when coronavirus came along. So the plant was shut down. We had lots of contractors on the site helping us to do the overhaul. So that was a real challenge, getting through the event, getting the plant back online, getting back up to full plant rates. If that hadn't happened, then we would have run out of stock, and that would have had a massive impact on the UK's food supply chain. So we're really grateful to everybody, the team here, all of our contract partners who helped us to get through that. But yes, we are now back online, both plants running, and as you say, demand
incredible.
Is really high at the moment, particularly with the medical applications having taken off.
You hear that word plastic, don't you, as well, and people kind of frown these days because you think of, you know, we see the Attenborough documentaries, but thankfully you mentioned it. My ears pricked up when you said about the fully recyclable thing, so it's another plus, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously plastics have had a bad press, but it's really important that as a global society, I guess, that we don't make bad decisions, because if we move to alternative materials, the carbon footprint, the greenhouse gas impact will be much, much higher. Yeah. PET is a low energy type process, relatively to, say, glass or aluminium. And so we absolutely need to stop marine littering. But Alpec's ambition at Wilton is very much centred around major large scale recycling. And so to tackle the kind of marine littering that we've all seen on the TV, you need to do that in terms of a big volume, big scale approach.
And you're certainly doing that, I'm sure, Malcolm. Thank you very much indeed, Malcolm Horn there as well. Send our regards on to your grafting team. We've got so many of them across the region, but the team at Alpec Polyester, 70% of demand for plastic coming from their plant, which is incredible. A couple of minutes away from 8.